Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about Groundhog Day the musical. Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about Groundhog Day the musical. Today on We Really Like... Oh, wait a second. I'm sensing a theme here, and I'm sensing our theme song here. Musicals, jazz hands. Well, it's Groundhog Day again. Guys, welcome to We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
I'm Elise.
And it's February 22nd in the year of brain compliments.
Love it.
2018. Gotta get those brain compliments in. You got any for me today? Do people ask for compliments? Is that a normal thing to do?
Yeah, it's called fishing for compliments. But it's more like, oh, I hate my brain. It's so dumb.
Hey, Elise, no, you got a great brain.
What? Say that louder for everyone to hear.
No.
Oh.
Well, it is February. This is our first podcast of February this year. We're done with Disney musicals. We did all that last month. Guys, check it out if you haven't yet. Disney, we did it.
We love it.
Right?
Right?
We love it. But this month, we're saying, hey, Disney, nah, taking a little break. And we're starting off with Groundhog Day, a.k.a. You Got Punxed. Thanks at Emily27B for that alternate title. You Got Punxed.
It's a great alternate title.
You know, I feel like if you're not familiar with Groundhog Day, you're like, huh? But if you are, you're like, okay.
Okay.
Maybe not quite like that, but you know what I'm saying.
That's kind of how I was when I heard it.
You did. I said you got punxed and you were kind of silent for a little while.
Yeah.
And then you were like, okay.
Because sometimes, no offense, but you mess up your words. And so...
Oh, there's no way I'd be...
All you did was stop in the middle of your sentence. It's all the same.
Okay, yeah, good.
Anyways, so I was like, oh, he messed up. Let me wait and give him a chance to fix it. And then you didn't fix it. And then I was like, oh, I'm the idiot. I get it.
We're all idiots here.
Also, I have a question.
I have an answer.
You said February 22nd.
Did I?
Yeah, and I was like really confused, but I just kept it in.
Oh, I meant February 2nd. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's totally fine. It's the year of apologies.
The year of apologies. Okay, we'll use that next week. Well, speaking of apologies, I'm very sorry. Why didn't you interrupt and correct me?
Because
you've done that before.
The last couple of things we've mentioned are things where I thought that you were wrong and then I realized I was wrong. So I was like, it's a pattern. I need to just check myself before I wreck myself.
Oh, I've heard of that. We're talking about my mistake way too long, I think.
I mean, are you sensitive about it? Because we don't have to talk about it anymore. I'm sorry. Year of apologies.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So, Groundhog Day. Now, a lot of people are familiar with Groundhog Day, the 1993 movie starring Bill Murray. But a musical? What?
Huh?
I've told people, all my friends, I've said, hey, Groundhog Day, it's a musical, guys. And they say, what? Why? How? Where?
To what extent?
Can I come?
No.
And I say no, absolutely not. No, it is a musical. It came out last year. I believe it hit Broadway in March of 2017.
Oh.
I believe that's correct. March? That sounds right. But it's pretty new on Broadway. It was nominated last year for a Tony. It did not win. But also the main actor, I believe his name's Andy Carl. That could be wrong. Andy Carl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he was nominated for Best Actor in this musical as well, which I thought he did a great job. Very interesting version of the Phil Connor character made popular by Bill Murray. But guys, maybe you might be going, what is Groundhog Day? And Elise, could you take a second to tell them what had happened in this musical?
Yeah. So what had happened was... we got this guy named Phil Collins.
Connors.
That's his name, Phil Collins.
Connors?
Yeah, it's Phil Collins. That's what I call him.
That's what you call him in the air tonight?
Exactly. He's a writer of a lot of songs.
But now you're just, yeah. Let's move on. We get the joke. You don't have to keep
that was a little
digging
joke.
Your heel into the, yeah.
So to continue without interruption, I do hope.
Wow.
Basically, this guy goes to this town called, you know, Pensatonton or something.
Punxsutawney?
Mm-hmm. Pentatonics. And so he goes there and he's going to report about Groundhog Day there. And so then
he's a weatherman.
He's a weatherman. That's important to know. And then it turns out that he wakes up and it's Groundhog Day again. And then he wakes up and it's Groundhog Day again and so on and so forth. And so then he's like, how I get out of this?
If you're unfamiliar with Groundhog Day, the holiday in general, basically what happens, you know, Groundhog comes out. If he sees his shadow,
we're going to have more winter.
We're going to have
six
more
winter. 6 more weeks of winter.
And if he doesn't see his shadow, it's going to be spring.
Correctamundo.
Yeah. So that's a holiday.
Why? Why is this weird? Does this come from?
Honestly, it's kind of fun. It's a funny thing that like some random town probably thought of. Well, Punxsutawney, I'm assuming.
Pentatonics.
I guess it just kind of caught on and now there's a big celebration there and it's fun. I think it's funny, but Phil Connors, he does not think it's funny. He thinks it's lame. Speaking of me talking
about grammar.
No, he thinks it's very dumb. He thinks he's above that as a weatherman. He's a very cocky weatherman, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So Phil doesn't like this holiday and he's just kind of stuck in it. And that's kind of something they touch on in the musical. Oh, I guess in the movie too, but like in the musical, they kind of touch on like, why couldn't it have been another day that I live over and over, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Elise, what day would you live over and over if you could live a day over and over?
Ooh, not this one. Not this one.
Oh, geez. Well, okay. You're like a day without James in it.
Oh, no. No, it's not against you. It's work, you know? You know how work is?
Work. Yeah.
All my working ladies say, hey.
I don't want to get to work today.
Yes, I do want to. I would like to get into that one day. You know what day I think I'd live over and over? The day where I bought my kitty cat.
Really? That was the most joyous day of your life?
No, but...
But it's a good day.
Or like a birthday, maybe? Just like have it be my birthday every day? That would be so cool.
Did you get your kitty on your birthday?
No. What day would you live over and over?
You know, I love theme parks. Probably one of the days I went to like Universal Studios...
But don't you think you'd get tired of the same rides every day and the same shows? And
well, yeah, but I mean, if I could, you know, I could buy a ticket to get like Express Pass and then I could do different combinations of rides and then I could like, I don't know.
I don't know. It depends. Like, I don't know what the laws are about repeating a day over and over.
Well, Phil Connors changes a lot. We've got him being nice on some days. We've got him being a jerk on some days. Some days he's like, you know what? I'm going to kill people. Some days he's like, you know what? I'm going to kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
But every day he just wakes up at 6 a.m. in Punxsutawney. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. What are the rules?
I guess the only thing
is... What are the rules? Oh. Remember that? Did you ever see that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode?
Unless it's super, super new.
They do like a whiz. We'll talk about it one episode, but yeah, that's one of the songs.
I haven't seen it.
What are the rules? What are the rules? What are the rules?
Sounds good. What was I going to say, though?
Oh, I don't know. Who cares?
God, that is very rude.
I'm sorry.
God,
will you forgive me?
I hope you have to live this day over and over.
Yeah, this is the year of apologies. Please forgive me. I'm being whiny today. I'm sorry.
No.
So let's talk about the music. Now, we watched this a few months ago, I guess. And then I rewatched it recently. What do you think of Groundhog Day the musical? Because I didn't know what to expect when I found out they did a musical version.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's going to be lame, but it's not. It wasn't anything of what I thought it was going to be. So what was your experience?
You know, mixed emotions. I really enjoyed a lot of the music and they did some really funny, interesting things on the stage, which I liked. But I overall, just kind of in general, I think like the plot is not as interesting to me as a lot of other musicals and a lot of other stories.
Do you like the original Groundhog Day movie?
I mean, I saw it once, like, forever ago, maybe.
Hmm. Because, see, a lot of people, I mean, people love that movie. I love that movie. I love Groundhog Day.
Could part of that be the actors?
No, I think it's just a very interesting concept to have to live the same day over and over again. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you do?
It was very interesting, but a little bit, like, on the fence about it.
Yeah, just not your cup of tea.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, like I said, I liked the movie, the original movie. I've seen it several times. I thought this musical did some interesting things with that plot. They changed a few things, but for the majority of it, it's actually pretty accurate to the movie. Even the sense of humor, I think, is very similar, which was great. I mean, that's what you want, right? You don't want it to be like completely different.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to like still kind of feel the same. And I think it does. But like, I think the thing that stuck out to me the most the first time I listened to it was they do this really cool thing because since you're living the same day over and over again, you can do the same songs over and over again, but just like slightly different. You become very familiar with the songs and the lyrics just in one sitting of the musical. And you start to recognize themes. And I've always just loved variations of songs anyway. So to see how they weave like different bits from all the songs into like almost every song has like a hint of another song in it, mm-hmm. which is just very cool. So I really liked it. Like musically, I think, like I agree with you. The plot, I don't know if it translates to the stage as well as it did in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the visuals and the music, I find it very entertaining. And I watched it with my dad. He's a huge Groundhog Day fan.
Wait, a fan of the holiday?
Or no, the original movie.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe he might like Groundhog Day. I don't know. But the musical ended and he said, that was really entertaining, which is like high praise from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like more than one word is like, oh, he really liked that.
Right, yeah.
I think it's very enjoyable. And I heard it was going on tour, but then it got canceled. And that really bums me out.
Why did it get canceled?
I'm not quite sure. Maybe it'll go on tour sometime, but I think it was supposed to go on tour, like a USA tour. And they canceled the USA tour, which is very upsetting. I wanted to see it.
What can you do?
Well, let's talk about the music.
Mm-hmm.
Elise, do you have a favorite song from this musical?
You know I do.
You gotta.
I do gotta.
I want to say, before you start, Zai, I do want to say it was so refreshing since we did the month-long look at Disney musicals.
Mm-hmm.
There were some, we did four musicals in a row that had like maybe five songs in them at most. So mm-hmm. this was so nice to have like a huge list of songs to look, like to pick from. It was very nice. All right, go ahead.
But several of these songs are like 8 minutes long.
Yeah. I know.
And they're like not even, it's not even one thing. It just is like morphing into different things.
But I see, I like that. I like that a lot.
Hmm. Okay. Would you like to guess what my favorite is? Or do you just want me to tell you?
If I had to guess, it would be Nobody Cares, but.
Bing, bing, bing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good song.
That is a good song. I love this song. I love this song.
Can you explain
so
the scene to us?
Well,
what's happening?
Let me set the scene for you. Okay.
Thank you.
We got these small town hillbillies, would you say?
Oh, definitely.
In their
yes.
local bar. They're just kind of talking about their, drowning their sorrows, talking about their life.
I love how he goes, you know, in Punxsutawney, there's one word for snow. And the other guy goes, what is it?
You know what?
I love that.
I forgot about that because I watched like little snippets like recently, but like I didn't watch the whole thing. But yes, I remember that now. I remember that moment. But this song just fills me with so much joy because it's like very country sounding, which is mm-hmm. interesting because you don't really hear that in musicals ever.
And not like that pop country, but like the like fiddle music like type of
yeah. It's got a nice country vibe. And then,
you know, what are the lyrics? I wake up hungover. I go to bed smashed.
Yeah.
Like an alcoholic hamster on one of those little
wheelie
things.
Yeah, so there's times when it doesn't rhyme because they're just
drunk.
Yes, and that's hilarious. But then also, holy cow, there's this amazing harmony. It's like, like very slow, like high male harmony, which is just amazing. And then like towards the end, like the beat comes in, it gets to be like a real fast song. And there's just like even more people harmonizing to get, it's just like the weirdest, best song.
And the scene is really cool too, because they get in a truck they're like driving around the stage. And then they do this weird thing where like the lights go out and you kind of see the truck. You see like a car chase with the cops following them. But it's like,
isn't it like, toy cars, like small versions of cars that they like bring out just, like, and they move around the stage. But it's very believable. It's weird.
It's like those Asian videos on YouTube where it's like, you know what I'm talking about? Where the people, they like half of them are dressed in black and they're like holding tennis balls and making it look like they're flying through the air, or you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I didn't know that was an Asian thing. Just
I think the videos that I've seen have been Asian. But it's like they do that on America's Got Talent a lot. Like everything's like dark on stage except for the objects.
Yeah.
And you can tell people are carrying them around, but you don't know like who's where or whatever.
The whole thing was really fascinating because there's a time in the song where it's just instrumental and I was like, oh wait, oh yeah, this is where they're just like driving in the truck.
It's a car chase,
and it's great. And then they crash, which obviously. But yeah, that song is just, that's a real nice song. And I enjoy listening to that one.
Yep. I wake with a headache, I take a piss off and miss off and get a little bit on the floor.
Yeah, see, I feel like that would be your favorite song too. No?
It's a really fun song. It's not my favorite song, but it's a really fun song. I think it's the most fun song in the musical. Yeah, I agree with that.
Totally.
But my favorite song is actually Stuck.
Yeah, that was going to be my favorite until I remembered this song and I was like, nope.
Yeah, Stuck is basically, you've had day one, day two, day three, and Phil is basically realizing like something's wrong here. Like I shouldn't be living this day over and over. So he goes to get help.
Help.
And I need somebody.
Help.
And so he goes to like a, what is it? Psychotherapy? What is it?
Well, he goes to the doctor and then it escalates and all these other doctors are coming
in. But the first doctor he sees says, I have a degree in alternative therapy and I took an online course for a week or two. But like, it's just so like when that song started, I was dying laughing because I don't know if there's a scene like that in the movie. I think this is strictly for the musical, I believe. Just the way the person, the song is just a very funny song. And I had to pull up the lyrics because I need people to understand. There's one part where they say, unblock your chi. And he goes, what's chi? And she goes, or it's like, I think it's a guy, but he says, it's doobie doobie tra la la. Like all the lyrics are like, it's doobie doobie tra la la. It's holistic therapy.
Yes.
Vibrations and something magnets and doodly diddly pa pa pa.
Now that you bring up those words, that makes 100% sense. That would be your favorite.
Yeah, for sure. It's so funny to me.
It is really funny.
I'll analyze your isotopes and something, something quantum, quantum.
Yeah. And isn't that the like the time when the guy comes in, he says like I have a PhD and he's like, thank God, and then he says
in horse therapy or something like that.
Something awful. Gosh, that's funny. That's really good.
That's what leads to the bar with the drunk guys in your favorite song. Because he's looking for all these cures and then they come in and they're like, alcohol.
And he's, and he's like, okay. Oh,
yeah. But yeah, in that scene in Stuck, they give him an enema and then the one person's like trying to get his demons out, and I don't know, it's a very
Reiki.
Funny scene to me.
Talk about Reiki. Yeah.
An enema, would you like an enema? Some essential oils, organic teas. I don't know, that's just so funny to me.
Yeah,
and I think the guy that wrote this, Tim
Burton,
not Tim Burton. Oh, what's his name? Tim Minchin.
Oh, why didn't you mention that?
Oh boy. No, I read about Tim Minchin and it made it even funnier to me because he's the one that wrote the lyrics to this, and he's a British comedian. He doesn't believe in like alternative medicines and stuff like that. So like, this is just funny for him. Like, it's not just he was writing it for the musical, but it's like his own personal Like, he would probably do this in a stand-up routine because he just thinks it's,
it reminded me of, you know, like, if you post on Facebook or something, you're like, my head hurts. And then you've got, like, 80 million moms commenting that are like, you've got to try essential oils. And you're like, thanks, Brenda. That's kind of
Have you tried drinking apple cider vinegar?
That's a favorite. Everyone loves to talk about that.
All right. Well, what about least favorite song? Do you have a least favorite song?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the song Hope.
Hope. I knew you were going to say that, yeah, because, and I'm going to have to disagree, but explain yourself.
Because I think you and I talked about this already after we watched it. Oh, boy.
Nice try.
It was really hard to, like, make that clear what I was trying to say. It's so angsty teen rock.
But that was done intentionally,
though. I know.
That's why it's funny.
But it's not. It doesn't make me laugh.
Well, that's your fault, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not the song's fault because it's ironic. It's written tongue-in-cheek because the whole song's about hope. And it's written, like, to where it's, like, this devastating, like, never give up hope. But he's, like, killing himself the whole time. The whole song has, like, the scene is him constantly dying. And it's like a magic show, that whole scene. It's pretty cool, but...
I'm basing this off of the song itself. I'm not basing this off of what was going on during the time or, like, I don't know. I'm just basing it off of this song. I don't really like the song.
Yeah, you just don't like that style of music.
Well, it's just... That voice he gets when he's singing, it's all,
I know,
like,
but that's the joke.
I know that's the joke. I know that's the joke, but I just don't think that that's their strongest joke.
No, you're right. There are funnier jokes, but I heard a interview with Tim mention talking about this song because I think it's the first song he wrote for the musical, and he wanted to see how funny he could be, but also how dark he could be.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting because, yes, this song doesn't, like, if you listen to the other songs, it doesn't really fit the rest of the musical, like the vibe of it.
Yeah, totally.
And he said something about it that made me like it more. The chord progression in it, I don't remember exactly. His explanation is very weird. You can look up on YouTube. There's some live performances of these songs, and it's pretty interesting. But he was talking about how when, there's 12 notes on our music scale. He related that to the 12 hours in the day, there's 24 hours in a day, but, the 12-hour cycle, how that relates to the time loop in Groundhog Day. And he just got really weird. Like, he really thought a lot about how the song sounds in order to mimic that sort of loopy feeling. So you always feel like the song's about to end, but it just kind of keeps looping over, and it was very interesting. I'm not explaining myself correctly.
No, I'm totally... smelling what you're stepping in.
Okay, gotcha. And I think it's evident in a lot of songs. Hope is one of them, but also the very first song, There Will Be Sun. I think that one's where it showcased the most of, like, that sort of chord progression, which is very, I think it's very cool. And also the bass notes go down while the high notes go up. And so you feel like you're getting kind of torn apart by the song. It's very interesting.
Yeah. So as a person...
Sorry, that...
No.
Yeah.
No. Just saying, as a person who didn't know all of that and is basing it solely on which song I, don't like the most, my least favorite, that's what I'd have to go with.
No, I get it. I'm kind of trying to defend it, but also it's probably
fine.
One of the weaker. No, but what I'm saying is I agree with you, though. I think it's one of the weaker songs.
Let's let you have a whack at it.
Okay, so my least favorite song is Playing Nancy.
Oh, yeah, I could have guessed that, actually.
Now, there's a minor character in the musical that Phil kind of, he hits on her at first, and... since he's living the same day over and over again, he finds out information about her one day, and then he pretends, like, the next day, like, he knew that information all along. He's like, hey, we went to school together. And he's just using it to hit on this girl. She gets her own song for some reason. Like, why? She doesn't need her own song. And it's supposed to be, like, this sweet sort of, like, everybody just sees a pretty girl, but I'm more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what does this have to do with anything? It's the weirdest break
Yeah.
It just doesn't fit the flow. It throws everything off. And it's just in a weird spot in the musical, too. I think it starts act two, which is like, hey, what?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why are we doing this right now? It's a very slow start. Usually, I would think you want to start off act two with like a huge bang.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That one just is like, maybe everybody's still filing in from intermission and trying to find their seats. And they were like, you know what? Let's just sing this song nobody will care about.
Well, that's sad for Nancy.
Yeah. And it's a pretty song, I guess. But it's just, for me, it just doesn't fit the musical. It slows it down to where I'm like, how much longer is this thing?
It's an interesting song. But I guess like leading up to it, we have no reason to think that she is this deep minor character. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It just kind of is all of a sudden like thrown at us. And we're like, oh, I mean, okay, sure. But also, huh?
Yeah, like, oh, well, we were supposed to care about that girl? Maybe she'll be featured in act two, and then she doesn't come back after that song.
Yeah.
Well, I think the cameraman, like, dates her or something. But
oh, that sounds right.
Yeah, but, like, it's not, even that's, like, kind of like an afterthought. Like, they mention it, but it's like, huh? They Tim mention it.
Oh. Well, if it's the camera guy, I mean, he's a minor character, too, so it's just kind of like,
right.
Minor, I hardly know her.
Exactly.
You get it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And you didn't.
We'll talk about some more songs in a second, but I would like to play a game. Would you like to play a game?
That's all I want to do.
Okay, well, we are going to play Fact or Faked. Play that theme song.
Fact or Faked.
That's a fact, baby.
All right, well, we are going to play Fact or Faked. Play that theme song.
Fact or Faked.
That's a fact, baby.
Should I do that? Should I do it twice again?
Yeah, 100%.
Couldn't resist that. Sorry, guys.
You're not sorry.
So, guys, fact or faked? Now you may be wondering, what is fact or faked? And I'm about to tell you. I got three facts, but one of them's fake. One of them's a little groundhog hiding in a little hole.
Burrow? What do you call it?
Sure, a burrow.
No.
I like how they talk about the groundhog where it's like, is it a squirrel? Is it a beaver? Kind of both, but not quite either.
Oh, yeah, but that gets a little irritating hearing that so many times.
I know, but that's what's so funny about
it. I know. Yell at me.
Okay, so I have three facts. One of them's not really true, and Elise has to guess which one isn't true. So, are you ready to play, Elise?
I'm ready to play.
Okay. Well, here is your first fact. Before this version of Groundhog Day, Stephen Sondheim had also considered creating a musical version of Groundhog Day.
Mm.
That is your first fact.
Okay.
Second fact. The second act originally began with a groundhog tap dancing number, which ended with Phil being beaten up by a gang of groundhogs.
Wait.
That is your sec...
That's how what would... What?
The second act would have originally started
that way.
Okay. Third fact, Bill Murray went to go see Groundhog Day, the musical. The next night, he showed up again. So those are your three facts.
Oh, boy. Ugh.
So we got Stephen Sondheim, we got tap dancing groundhogs, and we've got Bill Murray sing it two nights in a row.
Oh, okay.
Little deja vu there.
Whew. Wow. So...
What are you thinking?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that I could see good old Stevie doing that. I don't know.
Good old Stevie Sondheim?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, if there's an opportunity, take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would have been weird. I mean...
Yeah, but...
Well, I don't know. I like Stephen Sondheim's stuff. I feel like it would have been a little darker. Like, the comedy, I don't know if would have been there. Well, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like that could be true. And then, why on God's green earth would Act 2 start with groundhogs beating him up?
You're telling me.
Just because of comedy? Because people would giggle at that? Is that why?
Well, you know, there's a groundhog in the musical, like a guy dressed like
one.
Yeah,
and I love when he shovels just one shovel's worth
one
of snow
scoop.
On the car.
Yeah, their van that they drive is actually like this little miniature van that rolls out on stage. So yeah, this giant guy dressed as a groundhog just scoops a little snow right on the front of their truck to simulate a blizzard, I guess. So.
And the way he does it, he's just like bloop, And then he walks away. It's great.
Right. And then the groundhog also plays drums later on, I believe.
Oh.
So yeah, I don't know. Tap dancing groundhog.
Wait, they tap dance and then they beat him up?
Correct.
Or is it like some of them are tap dancing while some of them are beating him up?
You know, I couldn't tell you.
What does your gut tell you?
My gut tells me they're tap dancing while beating him up. Like tap stamp stomping on him. That's what I assumed.
Oh. Okay. And then the third thing was...
Bill Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Seen it twice in a row.
I could see you making that up, but I could also see him doing it. So a little bit of, you know, in a jam there. But I feel like you... I don't know. I don't feel like you'd make up the groundhog tap dancing thing because you would think that's too wild.
It's pretty wild. Wild and crazy.
Groundhog's gone wild.
What now?
What? So anyways, if I had to choose... If I had to choose...
Oh, boy, okay.
I had to get one in. I'm going to choose the tap dancing groundhogs.
Tap dancing as fake.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yep. Really?
Really, really. Totally made that up.
Heck yeah. That's because you just didn't want it to be about Nancy.
I know, that's pretty much... I realized as I was saying all that Nancy stuff, I was like, oh, I'm kind of giving away how much I hated the opening of Act 2.
But you could have put that in there and then been like, and I wish they would have done that because then Nancy would get out of here.
True, yeah. So yeah, no, but I would have liked to see some tap dancing groundhogs. I think that's why I made that up, because I, you know what? This musical could have used that.
Every musical needs a little bit of tap dancing.
Right. So, yeah, you got that right. That means that, yeah, Stephen Sondheim was considering making a musical version of this. I think in like 2004, he did an interview or something, and he decided against it because he thought that it would be like gilding a lily, is what he said. As in, a lily's already beautiful. Why would you need to gild it? And then, of course, Bill Murray did go to see it twice in a row. I guess he enjoyed it, or he was just trying to be funny. Either way, good job, Bill Murray.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if he really enjoyed it or not.
I would assume he did. I feel like the, like I said, the humor in this, in the musical version is very similar to the movie, I believe. So I think he would like it. And it's, you know, if I made a character famous, I would want to see what somebody else did in that same role.
100%.
So, yeah.
So I win. What do I win?
Sticky buns.
Okay.
It's a reference to the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, to the musical.
Who'd remind me what happens with those?
The girl, her name is Rita, the girl that Phil is trying to get to fall in love with him. She really likes the sticky buns at this one little diner or cafe that they meet at.
I guess that's it.
So you get sticky buns, yeah. That's
You know what I really liked? I liked that guy that would say like, look at those teeth.
Yeah,
you
know the mayor of the town.
Oh, that was the mayor. Okay.
Yeah, he would look at the little cage where the Groundhog Day and he'd be like, isn't he cute?
And hearing that over and over, it never got old.
I know.
Each day.
It's funnier. Like the lights will just go dark and all of a sudden they come back on and he's back out there and he's just, isn't he cute? It's so funny, man.
He's probably the best character.
You know what? He's up there. He's up there on my list of favies. We didn't talk about the music very much because there's a lot of songs. So I want to hit on some of them because...
Hit them.
Let's hit them. So the musical starts with a song. No, there's a first song called There Will Be Sun. And this song kind of gets themed, like woven throughout the whole musical. And I guess at the end, it's kind of... present as well. And we've got the stage has that rotating stage thing that goes on. So you kind of got these people standing on this rotating stage and just kind of, I guess they're the town folks of Punxsutawney.
Yeah.
And they're singing, you know, tomorrow will be sun.
I love ya tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Not quite. So what do you think about that opening song? Because for me, I know when we end, like the first time we watched it, you said you felt conflicted because it's funny, but it's also serious, you know, and you thought it was a little too serious. But I felt like it was balanced out very well. I'm putting words in your mouth. I don't mean to. But I feel like the opening song kind of lays the groundwork for like, hey, this isn't just going to be jokes the whole time, you know, it's going to have some heart or some emotion to it. So I thought it set the tone really well for the musical. What do you think?
They hit that theme really hard, just like over and over and over and over, like tomorrow and like hoping to accomplish things but never really doing them.
Yeah, just, even in your favorite song, the whole point, or they say, not sure what the point is, but the point is it don't matter.
Yeah.
You're just like stuck in a rut type of thing.
Yeah, stuck. I think it's a really good introduction to like the theme, the overall theme. And I think it's just a nice song in general. Like, I think it's nice to listen to.
And then it goes into the song called Day One.
It's just a series of songs in one song.
The main chorus, I guess, is like, there's nothing more depressing
than small town.
USA, and there is no town smaller than Punxsutawney on Groundhog Day. But see, he always says smaller, like there's nothing more depressing. And then the townsfolk say like, there's nothing more exciting than whatever they say. And then, and there is no town greater. Instead of smaller, they say greater.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, like how they're saying different lyrics. And everybody in the town just loves the town. It's weird how cheery they are.
Perspective.
But it's so funny. Perspective, yeah.
Mm. Makes you think.
I guess so.
But yeah, I mean, that's part of what we don't like about Phil Collins as a character is that he is such a Debbie Downer. I mean, every turn, he's just got that negative attitude. He's stuck in his negative attitude.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the great things about Groundhog Day, just the concept in general, is like when you have to do the same day over and over again, you start to approach things with a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And just shifting your mentality can really change how you interact with people and ultimately how you like treat people. And I think that's what's something that's so great about this musical, or just the idea in general.
Yeah. And I mean, at first once he realizes the same day's happening, he's just kind of using it. At first he's just kind of going through it. Like, what can I do? And then he's like using it for evil. And then he's like, trying to be manipulative, and then he's committing suicide, and then it's just like, man, you still ain't getting it right. It keeps going and going until he finally takes a different approach and starts to have a little bit of kindness.
Right. To go off of that, we can move on. There's a song called Philandering. I like that one because it starts out in a similar way to the other songs, but it's just like he rolls out of bed and he's like, Yeah,
the whole song is just
it's just him like, oh yeah, I can do whatever I want.
His accent changes.
It's so weird. I mean, that's how he talks all of a sudden. And he ends up like in the diner, like just in his underwear and a big fur coat. and he just assumes like everybody in the town just like wants to be with him.
He just kind of stops caring in that moment.
Right. And I think that's the famous line from the original movie also ends up in the musical where he says like, I am a god. And she's like, you're God? And he's like, no, I'm not the god. I am a god. Like,
oh gosh.
He's like, I know everything. Maybe that's what God does. He's just been around so long. He knows everything. So we've kind of talked about the funnier songs, but then the musical gets serious near the end. There's songs like Everything About You, where he's basically like, I know everything.
That sounds creepy.
I mean, it sounds creepy when he says it in the musical, too. I guess he's gotten to know Rita. Known? He's gotten to know.
He's gotten to know Rita. That's what I'm always saying.
He knows this girl, but every day he wakes up, he knows more about her, but she's meeting him for like maybe the second time in her life. So he knows everything about her, and she's astounded how he knows all these things. But the song kind of slows down and
I think it's sweet. Like, I mean, I guess in that moment it's a little creepy, you know, seeing as she can't remember interacting with him that much, but I think it's sweet. Like, he's really listening. He's taking everything in. He's remembering all these important things. Like he mentions, like, you named your dog Steve or something. He's like, and because, oh wait, you never told me why. I like kind of the sentiment, I guess, that he's like really paying attention and trying to learn.
At first, At first, he's trying to remember these things just so he can, like, trick her into sleeping with him.
Yeah.
But, like, the more he knows, the more he's like, I really enjoyed this person.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he knows all these things. And it's, yeah, like you said, it's not because, like, he's not trying to pull a scam anymore. He's just really enjoying getting to know someone.
Getting to know you.
And then there's songs, like, kind of what we talked about, like, what would you do if you had a day to live over and over again? So there's songs like If I Had My Time Again.
I think I liked that song. I just didn't remember the scene that accompanied it.
Okay, so if you're familiar with the movie, you know there's a guy named Ned. They call him Needle Nose Ned. And I guess he's a guy that Phil went to high school with, and he's just super kind of annoying. And but then later on, you find out that he's kind of put on this chipper exterior to kind of mask what's really going on. I guess he has several kids, but his wife died and he's having to take care of all these kids.
Mm.
And he sells life insurance now because I guess his wife's death motivated him, or at least that's what I felt like that was what they were trying to say. He's a very positive guy, a very optimistic guy. And his whole jingle thing is death will come to everyone, but you gotta have life. You gotta have life. You gotta have life insurance.
Perfect.
Thank you. But then he ends up singing this very sad song called The Night Will Come, where it's Phil's encountered this hobo that keeps every night he dies. And Phil's like, I'm going to find a way to make this guy not die.
Mm-hmm.
And so as that whole sequence is going on, Ned singing about how the night comes for everyone. And what do you think about that song?
Yes. Now that you're saying all that, like, I remember, and that was kind of it was interesting. I didn't expect that character to go that route.
Right.
And just, cause there's a lot of minor characters and you're not really going to get like an in-depth view into their lives. So I just,
right, but whereas with Nancy, she's just singing about herself, and it's like a weird, like, it's all about her,
mm-hmm.
you know? But whereas he in Needle Nose Ned in The Night Will Come, he's singing and it's personal, but it's also, it applies to more than just his situation, which I think,
yeah.
Like, I think that's nice to use a minor character in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wasn't saying it was bad.
I was just agreeing it's a better thing to do than what they did with Nancy.
Yeah. I think it's sweet and thought-provoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
Uh-oh. He's stuck in a loop. did you already say your opinion on that one?
I think that's where the original movie really started to take shape. Like, you've had all this fun of him, like, getting to do whatever he wants. And then he starts to, like, see, like, maybe I can use this opportunity to save people. So I think that's a really important shift in the character of Phil's mentality. And so I loved it. They made that a very, I don't know, it's just a very sweet moment, like you said, in the musical. Out of all the slower songs, I think it's the better one. Like, there's even some of the slower, like, romantic songs, like Everything About You, or even the last one where he sings, like, Seeing You for the First Time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those are nice, but they're kind of a little sappy. Whereas this one, I don't get the feeling that it's sappy.
It's interesting, too, because that beginning song is talks about there will be sun, and then this song is saying night will come.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like beginning and end to a day.
They do that a few times on the soundtrack, which I like. There's a song called Day One, and there's a song called One Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I noticed that, too.
Yeah, I like how they very much tie in time with everything. And
time in.
Yeah, and the cycle of, like, the sun. And I mean,
the cycle of life.
There we go. The musical starts with them singing about there will be sun. And then the whole thing is, like, he never gets to see the next day. And so by the end of it, it's a very calm ending, but the sun comes up. That's basically the end of the movie, is the sun of the next day comes up. I love that sort of circular pattern, or mm-hmm. whatever you would call it. So they're talking about the sun will rising, and that's how we get the ending. The sun actually rises. And
the ending is the beginning.
Exactly. And what better way to end a movie or a musical about a loop, a time loop, than to have it come around full circle? There's something very calm about the ending of the musical, and it's almost like you're like, oh, that's it? That's the end? But at the same time, the more I think about it, like...
It's about the journey.
Well, yes, it is about the journey, but also, like, if you saw the same sunrise over and over, like, to see a new one, like, that, I don't know, that would be...
That's the resolution.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I mean, essentially, that's the whole, that's what we're getting to, you know?
Right.
That's the point.
Right. We went from singing about not sure what the point is, but the point is it don't matter. And then we get to the end and he's going, I'm seeing you for the first time. Like, he's found the point, you know? Mm-hmm. He's out of that rut. He's out of the loop.
He did it.
He did it.
Yay. One more thing. Close your eyes. I want you to spell Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney.
See if you can spell it with your eyes closed.
Oh, boy. Punxtawney.
Don't open your eyes. Close your eyes.
Oh, sorry. I got way too close to my microphone on that.
You literally just spelled Punxsutawney.
Ah. So I was just missing an A?
No.
Punxa.
Mm-mm.
O?
Mm-mm.
U?
Something before that.
There's something before that?
Yeah.
I have no idea. A C, maybe?
Punxsutawney. Most ridiculous name ever. Don't blame you. I just wanted to challenge you and see if you could do it.
Wow. Well, I feel dumb now. Thanks.
Well, no, I'm saying it's ridiculous and no one should know. I wouldn't have known except for I was just looking at it.
It's kind of fun how they sing the word Punxsutawney so much in this musical, though.
So many times, and yet I still get confused about what it's called.
Punxsutawney. You know what's weird? Like, I get these songs stuck in my head all the time, and I think that's a great thing for a musical to be able to accomplish.
What do you really get stuck in your head?
Just, there's nothing more depressing than small town USA.
See, for me, that's the only thing that, like, I sing the same thing over and over, which is funny, because loop.
Yeah,
but,
gotcha.
But yeah, that's the only thing that I think
of. Well, but
of.
The other ones, too. I always get the, I wake with a headache, I take a piss, I often miss, I often get a little bit on the floor. I get that stuck in my head.
Hmm.
And the ba da ba 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 ba. That sounded like McDonald's.
It did.
But, you know.
That's what I thought you were doing.
No.
I'm loving it.
All right. Well, are you ready to rate this?
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Yes, I do. Oh, I forgot to do the rate for it.
Rate for it. Dang it.
That's our theme song.
don't
we'll just use that.
Don't use
in
that.
Our clashing,
that was...
clashing harmonies.
Well, because I didn't hear. We weren't on the same note.
Well, I'll figure something out. We'll do a rate for it theme song.
I really want you to. I want that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm going to rate this. And I mean, keep in mind, I haven't seen this live. I think it'd be really fun to see live because it really is a spectacular, like visually, there's magic.
There's magic?
There's magic. And then the scene where he keeps killing himself. You think he's in one place and all of a sudden he pops up on another part of the stage. Oh. Like, it's not blatant magic. They're not like, look at the magic show, but they're using magic tricks to make it look like he's, you know, in one place, but popping up in another place.
Yes. I didn't consider that magic in my head, but now that you put it that way, I got it.
So I think this would be really fun to see live. I'm going to give it an 8.
Really?
Yeah. I really enjoy it.
That's really high.
That's not really high.
I mean, for you. To stay in that 7 range.
Right, but I feel like this is more than a 7 for me. It's because I feel like the sense of humor is really up my alley, and it's genuinely funny. It's not just like, oh, I think they want us to laugh right here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes me laugh. It's got some good comedy in it. And I really do like the heart of this. You know, Tim mentioned, we didn't mention this, but he also wrote Matilda, the musical.
Oh.
Which I love the Matilda musical. I think that's really good. And there's, you can see some similarities in the kind of style of music And just, he's a very clever lyricist, I think. And I really, really appreciate that. It doesn't seem like haphazard or sloppily thrown together. Like, he really thinks through the lyrics and makes it a fun experience. I don't know. I think there's something that just kind of pushes it over the edge of a 7 right into that 8 territory, you know?
So I'm going to rate this a 7.
Seventh heaven.
When I see their happy faces smiling, what is it, back at me?
Now, what are you asking me what the lyrics of that song are? I have no idea.
I don't either. So anyways, 7, I think it was entertaining, and I did like a lot of the jokes that they had in there for us. Like I mentioned, the plot is just not like my most favorite plot, but I appreciate a lot of things that you mentioned about maybe like certain things I missed. I mean, time is obviously a super big theme, so that's just like hammered. But the more subtle things in there with like the looping of that one song that I, you know, dislike and things of that nature, I can appreciate that. But in general, it's not a favy as far as there's like 2 or 3 songs I really like and the rest of them are like, yeah, just right. Doesn't stick with me as well as a lot of others do.
I get what you're saying, because I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you like musicals where the songs can stand alone. You can, you know, you can listen to a song if you wanted. Like Greatest Showman's kind of like that. You can listen to a song and be like, yeah, that's my jam. You know, where this, I don't think it translates as well, because there's so many things that link together. So like you were saying, oh, that song's 8 minutes long. Well, yeah, because it's made to be part of the musical. So I feel like as a musical, as a chunk like that, I think it's very well done. But I could understand if you wanted to just listen casually, it's harder to enjoy that way.
Yeah, I mean, and I think about Hamilton. I mean, you can listen to one song and then it perfectly flows into the next song and it feels like it's one song, but they're divided. They're very clear, separate songs, even though right. They flow really, really nicely into the next one. So I think like, that's just weird for me to have like an 8-minute song that's a bunch of different things and goes different directions. It's very...
I don't know. I like that though. No, I don't know why I like that.
I mean, I think you like when things are... when people throw a wrench in people's plans. You know what I mean?
I do like that. Yeah. I do like that.
Yeah. I just think in this scenario, it's not 100% great for me.
Right. I get it. It did win some awards, I think, when it was in London. But it got nominated in the States and it didn't do as well here. I'm not quite sure why. I guess it was up against some... It was against Dear Evan Hansen last year. And like, I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
What are you going to do?
Because it's not better than Dear Evan Hansen, for
sure. No, it can't be.
Well, I think that's going to do it for our Groundhog Day episode. What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a great way to celebrate Groundhog Day. If you're listening to this when it comes out February 2nd, not 22nd, well, guys, I think that's going to do it for this episode. Did I already say that? Who cares? It's Groundhog Day episode. So, guys, I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Oh, stop him.
next week, I'm excited. We are doing something different than we've done before, because we're doing a musical that is a podcast as well. It's actually lots of musicals. We're doing Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. So it's a podcast, and it's also improvised, and it's also musicals,
and it's also funny.
It's also funny, and it's all so funny.
I knew you were going to say that. I really did. I was just waiting.
So, guys, if you're a fan of Off Book, get on Instagram or on Twitter and tell us alternate titles.
Get off your butt. Okay. And get on to social media.
You still going?
Nope.
Okay. That's going to be hard to do, though. Alternate titles for Off Book, because every episode has a different title. So I don't know. How
should
are we going to do that?
I mean, should
maybe we won't do that next week.
Hold on. Wait. Wait. Okay.
Wait.
What if we told everybody to go listen to the first episode and then create some sort of alternate title from the first episode?
Nobody's going to do that. I guarantee you no one will do that. We'll just have to figure it out next week.
I've got a better idea. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Because you know it's going to be a bad idea? That's rude.
No, I don't know if it's going to be a bad idea, but I know we're not going to use it no matter what it is. Because, I mean, what... I know, okay, bring it on.
Different musical.
Different musical.
I'm really offended right now, so I don't know how to contain
my rage.
No,
that wasn't talking about you. I'm just saying we probably, I mean.
You just said we're literally not going to use any idea that you have right now. Don't care if it's good or not. That's the most rude thing you ever said to me.
What is your idea?
Do you want to know or not?
Yes, I do.
Okay, geez. My idea, which now I'm really sensitive about it, was I thought maybe we could ask, like, if you were going to create your own musical, what would it be called?
I like that idea.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Let's use it.
God, I can't trust you.
So, because Off Book is an improvised musical podcast, we don't have alternate titles for it, but we got, guys, we want to say if you could name a musical, any musical, if you could make up a musical, what would your title of that musical be? So not alternate titles, but
working titles.
Working titles, sure. What if you could make a musical about anything, what would you have called it? That's good.
I think that that could create some really interesting, thought-provoking ideas.
I think so. If we can communicate that well on Twitter and Instagram. So guys, get out there and support us on that concept to see what happens.
Yeah, because we're confused.
All right, that's it for We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
I'm Elise. And I'm Elise.
And I'm James.
And I'm Elise.
And I'm James. Doobie doobie tra la la. Something something quantum quantum.
Musicals.